Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. I hope you had a good weekend. It was another wild weekend in cities all across America as we still hear many people want to defund police departments in cities across America. As a matter of fact, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where this all started with the awful murder of George Floyd, and there's no doubt about it, it was an awful murder by a bad police officer who should be spending the rest of his life in prison. But the Minneapolis, Minnesota, the city council there, they voted to, and unanimously, every one of them voted to disband the police department in Minneapolis. And what's interesting about that is they all have security. And it costs the taxpayers of Minneapolis $4,500 a day. So they've got security, but they just voted to get rid of the police department, and they want to start over from scratch. And I don't know exactly how or what they're going to do. Maybe call mental health experts if there's a problem with someone. Again, it's in New York City, they're seeing shootings. The number of shootings in New York City, they haven't seen this in years. Many New York City police officers, they are cashing in, they are retiring, they are leaving because they don't feel as if their mayor has their back. Again, there's a lot of people in these cities who are calling for defunding the police. And like I said, in Minneapolis, they didn't just defund it, they voted, the city council unanimously voted to get rid of the police department. And then in Chicago this past weekend, again, another over 100 people were shot. 15 people were killed. They're all black people, black children. It's and you've got people there calling to defund the police. Where do we go from here? Look, obviously, a lot of noise was made when a police officer on video recording takes his knee and puts it on the back of a man's neck for over 8 minutes for the world to watch and kills him. Obviously, and the protests are still going on. And they're going to keep going on. But defunding police and getting rid of police is, I know that's not the answer.
Clearly.
And when you look at what's happening in some of these cities, I mean, Chicago, they're going to break records for how many people get shot. But you don't hear about that on CNN. You don't hear about that on the national news. And it's sad because the shooters happen to be black and the victims are black. And that's not news to CNN. It's not news.
I guess the only logical course is, as let's say You know, the police just give up. They demoralize. They don't want to work anymore. They do like Atlanta, calling sick. And then the same people that call for the defunding of the police and the disbanding of the police, when they become a victim to their own circumstance, that's when they're going to start to realize, oh, snap, maybe we need some sort of law enforcement and security. But by that time, it'll be too late. Nobody will want to. Nobody will want to take that job. Hey, can we get some people in here to clean up our city? Like, no, it's too risky.
But I just thought it was pretty ironic how a couple of days ago the city council in Minneapolis, Minnesota unanimously voted to get rid of the Minneapolis, Minnesota police force. Meanwhile, they all have security. And that security for all of those council members in Minneapolis cost $4,500 a day. That the taxpayers of Minneapolis, Minnesota, who will now no longer have police that they can call.
Even though they're paying the taxes.
They're paying $4,500 a day for the city council in Minneapolis to have security. Isn't that something? These are, these are without a doubt historic times we're living in. And this is time for change. And we're seeing changes happening.
But hopefully we could change for the better.
Absolutely.
But the way things are going, I'm not sure.
No. And coming up on our show this morning, Coleman, another New Orleans city councilor was arrested and charged with a felony. So over the last 2 or 3 weeks, that's two New Orleans city councilors, and our mayor is a tax cheat. She hasn't paid her federal income taxes in a decade. So we literally have felons. There's three of them right there running the city of New Orleans. Stay tuned for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And so on Friday, New Orleans City Councilman Jason Williams was indicted on tax fraud charges. They're saying he hasn't paid over a couple of $100,000 in taxes. So they got him. He says that he's not guilty, and he's blaming his tax preparer for the issues. Now, if two details of this story sound familiar, a New Orleans city councilman getting in trouble, go back a couple of weekends ago, and New Orleans city council member Jared Brissett was arrested for DUI when he drove his car late Saturday night, early Sunday morning a couple of weeks ago. He drove his car over the neutral ground, and then he went into the lane and on the other side of the road here in the city, and he's lucky he didn't kill somebody or himself.
Hey, yeah. We're trying to resolve the issue.
That was New Orleans City Council member Jared Brissett the night after he crashed his car when a neighbor just happened to have he was watching, he had a video recorder like we all do, and And right after that happened, on the following Monday morning, he said he's checking himself into rehab to get himself some help. So that's in 3 weeks, two New Orleans City Council members in all kinds of trouble. And if the other part of that story sounds familiar, how City Councilman Jason Williams owes a pile of money in taxes, well, that's because the mayor of the city of New Orleans, Letaxta Cantrell, Latuita Cantrell, LaToilet Cantrell, LaToya Cantrell, she owes around $95,000 in federal income taxes to the government that she hasn't paid. Well, she only paid 1 year, basically, of taxes out of the last 10, out of the last decade. And that 1 year that she did pay the taxes is the year she ran for mayor here in New Orleans because she knew she had to.
Good evening, but absolutely not a good evening.
So, between the mayor and two city council members, there's all kinds of trouble. These people are running the city of New Orleans. Now, she, the mayor, isn't a felon yet. I don't know how. I don't know how you ignore your federal income taxes. You don't pay them for a decade. And the government's not knocking on your door saying you got to pay us or you're going to prison. That's what they just did to Jason Williams. They indicted him. They've been investigating him for a couple of years now. And they said that he owes over $200,000 in taxes and in fraudulent tax forms. But at least he filled out stuff. He might have been lying. But unlike our mayor, Coleman, who doesn't even fill out anything, she just says, I'm not paying. But at least Jason Williams, at least he fraudulently filled out tax forms and lied to the government about what he owes. Our mayor hasn't even tried to do that. She just says I'm not paying. So we've got two New Orleans City Councilmen now who are in all kinds of trouble, and we have our mayor who just refuses to even attempt to pay her taxes over the last decade, except for the 1 year she knew she had to pay them, the year she was running for mayor of New Orleans, and she won them, of course, obviously.
So these people are voted in, right?
Of course they're voted in.
So what are the chances, do you think, that they have to be voted in again after this? Because sometimes when you hear stories like this about how they get in trouble for drinking and driving or how they feel like screw taxes, we're all in this together, that kind of appeals to the common man who is struggling themselves and like, yeah, they're just like me.
Sure.
They understand my struggle. You know, I'm a felon too, but too bad I can't vote for them in because I can't vote as a felon. But hey, well, here's somebody that represents me.
2 weeks ago, Coleman, when Councilman Brissett crashed his car, they went around, one of the local TV stations went around the next couple of days in his district, and they were interviewing people, his constituents.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much everyone said the same thing. Well, people have problems, and if he's still a good city councilman, I hope he gets the help he needs. This shouldn't affect the way that I vote for him. And nobody had an issue.
Yeah, almost killing somebody with a 2-ton vehicle. Yeah, that's not an issue. We don't have. Yeah, it happens. Crazy.
Yeah, it's incredible. Nobody had an issue. And so we'll see now what happens with council member Jason Williams and his tax issues. And I'm still waiting to see what happens with our mayor, Letaxta Cantrell, with her tax issues.
Be careful what you say. She might shut down the city again.
Yeah, and she's running around threatening to shut down the city because COVID cases are going up, and she's blaming high school parties. She's not blaming the thousands of people who were walking around the city the last couple of weeks protesting. And many of them weren't wearing masks.
Yeah, well, welcome to New Orleans, John.
Well, I've been here a long time. What do you mean, welcome? I'm used to this, Coleman. And speaking of protesting, the protesters were out this past weekend, and now they have given the city of New Orleans 3 days to take down monuments, rename streets and schools that are all named after white supremacists or have something to do with white supremacy. Take them down, NOLA and the protesters. They've given the city 3 days. You got 3 days, and it'll be interesting. What's today? They said that over the weekend. Today's Monday, so that means tomorrow or Wednesday something big might happen.
I mean, July 1st, that's their goal. The end of June.
These are some times here on Bayou 95.7. Coming up next, Jefferson Parish president, Cynthia Lee Shang. She's not happy that the COVID cases are going up. And she flat out told you to either report businesses who aren't complying or just don't go there anymore. We'll explain more on that coming up out of Jefferson Parish. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know, even though we've had the coronavirus and most kids aren't going to school, but we're still having some of the same issues with female teachers and underage male students. For instance, recently in Lakeland, Florida, a 49-year-old female reading teacher was arrested for doing sex with an underage male student. The boy was said to be illiterate, but happy. I guess this must be tutoring or something, but this is still happening here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. This past Saturday night, right around the corner from our radio station here in New Orleans, is Lafayette Square Park. And there was a protest. As the protests continue all over, not all over, but in a bunch of places here in the United States. And this is all in the wake of what happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota with George Floyd, the awful killing of him by the former Minneapolis police officer. And the protests keep happening. And this past Saturday night, a group who's been protesting around New Orleans for a while now, they're called Take 'Em Down NOLA. They're the ones who want, and go back now a few years when our last mayor, the former mayor of New Orleans, Mitch Half Moon Landrieu, when he took down 4 Confederate monuments. The biggest ones being the statues of Robert E. Lee and Lee Circle, Jefferson Davis, the former president of the Confederacy, P.T. Beauregard. And, you know, Take 'Em Down NOLA, they were all happy about that. And since that has happened, we have seen Confederate monuments, monuments of the Civil War guys, taken down in other cities here in the United States. But Take 'Em Down NOLA says that was just a start. And this past Saturday night, they were here in Lafayette Square Park, and they have a list of demands, and they want more statues and monuments taken down. But not just that, they want streets renamed. Streets that are named after either Confederate guys, the Civil War guys, or white supremacists. They want schools renamed. So they say their work is just starting. And on Saturday night, Take 'Em Down NOLA told the city of New Orleans, they said, you got 3 days. You got till the end of June.
Or what?
Well, that's what I want to know, Coleman.
Or what? 3 days or what?
Are they gonna try to take them down themselves?
I mean, they've already tried that a few times, yeah. So
they really want that Andrew Jackson statue where he's on the horse in Jackson mm-hmm. Square in front of St. Louis Cathedral here in the French Quarter in New Orleans, and they really want that one down because Andrew Jackson, even though he saved the city of New Orleans in the Battle of New Orleans in the War of 1812, it doesn't matter. He owned slaves, so he has to go.
Hypothetical situation. Let's say they succeed. Let's say they rename every street that they feel is named after a racist or white supremacist or Confederate soldier. Let's say they remove all the monuments and everything that's dedicated to the Civil War guys, the Confederacy. Is that going to make the economy better? Are we going to get along? Is that going to reduce the shootings or the crime? Like, what's the end game here? Just so they can go to the store and say, oh, the statue is bothering me. Like, what's actually going to change if we, let's say they succeed, then what? Now what? Can they rest and go to work peacefully after that?
Well, they say, Coleman, and I don't think any of that stuff's going to happen, what you just said, but what they say is that a city that, New Orleans is what, 63 or 64% black?
Okay.
And a city that has a black majority, that there shouldn't be statues or streets named after white supremacists. They say psychologically it's not good.
I've never in my life had a problem psychologically walking around my city with these statues and street names. As a matter of fact, it kind of helps out. Hey, where are you going to be at? Oh, you're going to be on this street? I'll meet you there.
Well, it's interesting how they said you've got 3 days because what tomorrow is the last day of June, right?
Yes.
And they want this all done by the end of June. And I don't think everything that you want is going to happen. Although they are gonna, and they've gone to city council to try to get them to take some of this up. And city council is taking some of this up. And city council has other issues as well. One of our city councilors almost killed someone. He's lucky he didn't, drinking and driving a couple of weeks ago. Another one of our city councilors was just indicted for tax fraud and tax evasion on Friday. So, you know, our city council is a little bit down right now, but they've already said that they're going to rename Jefferson Davis Parkway.
All right.
In mid-city over there, they're gonna rename that after the former president of Xavier University. They're gonna do that. But there's a lot that the protesters want. This is a some time.
Right.
And I know there's a bunch of people that are not happy about what they're seeing right now. But this is what the United States of America is all about. We are allowed to protest if we see things that we don't like. We are allowed to not commit crimes, but we are allowed to protest and let people know how we feel.
Yeah, I get that. But to me, like I said, we all have the right to protest. We all have freedom of speech. And I'm not upset about these things. I'm more confused about it because, like you said, it all started in the wake of the George Floyd murder. And then all of a sudden it transitions to take down an Andrew Jackson statue. Like, I don't see how the dots connect to some of these cases, some of the things that they're complaining about, some of the things they wanted. Like, Dixie Beer has to change their name now because George Floyd got, like, I don't see how the word Dixie connects to the George Floyd murder. Like, the dots just don't connect to me. That's why I'm confused. Like, why is this backlash happening because of this event that seems to be unrelated?
Here's why, Coleman, because one awful event happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now folks are just using that one event.
Okay.
As a springboard to say, well, that's not the only problem. That's not the only problem. We've got this problem here, A. We got this problem here, B. We got this problem here, C. That's what they're doing.
So it's like, all right, so now these problems are overshadowing the root problem that they were originally protesting. It's like they had their plight hijacked for these other things that are unrelated to the original police reform and police brutality protests. So it's just weird now.
Yeah, and one of the demands that Take 'Em Down NOLA has, besides everything we told you, they want to abolish the police. I mean, abolish the police. Think about that. I mean, in Chicago, another over 100 people got shot this past weekend. 15 people got killed, little girl, a little boy, stray bullets. And they want to abolish the police? That's only going to get worse if you do that.
Well, like I said, maybe if we take down Andrew Jackson, the murders in Chicago would decrease. Who knows?
Sure.
If that's how the dots connect.
And meanwhile, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, their city council unanimously voted to abolish the police. Meanwhile, all those city council members, they have private security that costs $4,500 a week that the taxpayers of Minneapolis pay for, the taxpayers that are soon not to have any police protecting them. This is some time in American history. It really is. So we'll see what happens with the Take 'Em Down NOLA folks, because the month changes. Tomorrow's the last day in June, and we'll see. They demanded They made demands, and they said, you got 3 days.
Well, you're excited for Independence Day this weekend?
Stay tuned. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. According to a new poll, Congress's approval rating has fallen to 17%. To put that into perspective, 18% of America approve of porn star Ron Jeremy. The hedgehog's in all kinds of trouble. You've been reading about him?
I've noticed.
Jesus. Say it ain't so, Hedge. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Motley Crue there. Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee just unveiled a brand new face tattoo. On the right side of his face, Tommy Lee has a few, they're Asian letters. I don't know if they're Chinese, but on the right side of his face, going up and down, from I guess just under the temple or right near the temple, going all the way down to the jaw. Tommy Lee now has, I mean, the only guy that I could think of that had a facial tattoo like that was Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But this looks, I just saw a picture. This is bigger than.
So we're just waiting on the Asian appropriation text to come in. Like, oh, he's appropriating Asian culture.
That's right. That could happen, Coleman. Well, he must be doing real well for himself. You know, when you get a face tattoo, you know, you really don't have to worry about getting another job, or he must have plenty of, saved his money. He must have plenty of money in the bank.
I would assume so.
So on Friday, there was a press conference held by Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. And she, not happy about the COVID-19 cases rising in Jefferson Parish. And she is not happy with businesses who are not complying with what they're supposed to do since they've reopened. And that means people that work in the businesses need to wear masks. They got a social distancing, a little over 6 feet apart. Things like that.
The plexiglass by the register?
Like that. So at her press conference on Friday, she said, if these businesses aren't complying, don't go there.
Having said that, we are introducing COVID compliance hotline, the See It, Say It hotline. And the power of the pocketbook is what I'm asking everybody to pay attention to now. If you go into a place and this business is not doing the standards that we need in this community, walk out and go somewhere else. Have it start in the morning with your coffee shop. And if they're not paying attention and they don't care enough about our community, go bring your business to a coffee shop that does care. Do it at your grocery store. Do it where you buy your clothes. Do it at your restaurant where you pick it up. Do it everywhere. Let's reward the businesses. Let's let those businesses get our revenue. Those are the people who care about our community. Those are the people who are in it with us. Let's reward the good businesses.
And so they set up a rat line. I mean,
a
compliance
line.
Oh,
all right. One of those.
Yeah, it's a compliance line as well. And by the way, I just want to let Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang know that this morning radio show, we are in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman and I have masks. We have hand sanitizer. We're 6 feet apart from each other. So I just want to let her know that this radio show is in compliance. So let me ask you something. Because, Coleman, you live in Jefferson Parish. I know many, many, many of our listeners live in Jefferson Parish. I think I'm going to be moving to Jefferson Parish soon, because how can I continue to live in New Orleans when I got a mayor that doesn't pay her taxes? I got another city councilman who's a tax fraud, and he owes over $200,000. He just got taken in on Friday. And I got another city councilman who drives drunk. Got felons leading my parish, my city. I think I got to move over to Jefferson Parish. But anyways, if you live in Jefferson Parish and if you see a business who's not in compliance to stop COVID-19, are you going to call the hotline? Are you going to be a Karen or a Kevin? Did we come up? Is Kevin the name?
I think they went with Tucker. I think when it was all said and done, Tucker led the male Karen name.
Yeah.
But so, to me, it's like this: if the store isn't going to doing the guidelines, I'm not going to snitch a rat. Also, if a store does want to comply, I'll put on a mask. I went to the store this weekend and I went without my mask, and they had to sign, "Please wear your mask." I was like, you know what? I'm not going to sell myself short. There's something that I really want in this store. I just put on a mask, go in there for 10 minutes, and I walk out with it. You know, there's a lot of people who won't even go into a business if they have to comply and wear a mask. Like, you're going to
this. It's become like it, pretty much everything else. Right. It's become political.
Right. So it's like you're going to deny yourself something that you want just because you have to wear a mask. But I don't like wearing a stupid mask either, but I'm not going to not go into the store and get what I want just because I have to wear a mask for 8-9 minutes. I went in there, got my little book. You know, they rung it up, and I got out the store, took my mask off. It's not that difficult to comply. You really have to. It's a private business. I respect their wishes. But other than that, if a business isn't, hey,
the president of Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Shang, was so upset. I'm surprised Jefferson Parish hasn't done what our mayor here in New Orleans has done and make it mandatory.
Don't say that out loud. They might just do that.
Every when I have to go into a store, I got my mask in my pocket. And I gotta take it out, put it in as I'm walking into the store. They won't let you in the store in New Orleans. They won't let you in pretty much any store in New Orleans unless you're wearing a mask.
But here's the thing that I don't get. The numbers of the cases are rising, and it's becoming clear now that more people had it and didn't know it, yet the deaths are diminishing. So nobody sees this as a positive, like, hey, maybe the coronavirus isn't as bad as we thought. Maybe it isn't as deadly as we thought. To me, this seems like a good thing. The more people you find out have, you're like, whoa, all these people had it all this time and we didn't even know.
It's got a 99% survival rate. We know who coronavirus kills, Coleman. It kills the elderly, the already sick, and the obese. That's who it kills.
So pretty much everybody else who gets it are fine now. They already have the antibodies in their system if they already had it. That's how I see it, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a doctor. You know?
Look, I'm with you. All I want is for this to go away, but it's going to take a while. We're going to have this for a while.
Oh, you mean the virus, or you mean the standards that we have to comply by?
No, the virus.
The virus isn't going in. This the COVID-19 is here to stay, just like the flu.
Yeah,
just like
we're going to have this for a while.
Right, it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
So
we just got to stop living in fear.
Hey, so if you're listening right now, you're driving into work or wherever you are, if you live in Jefferson Parish and you go by a business and you see that that they're not wearing masks in there, that they're not being compliant, are you going to call the rat line, the snitch line, the compliance line, whatever you want to call it? Hey, you could call our line right now. We got some new phone lines, and we're gonna because we've silly reason we never took phone calls. We had some issues. We've got new phone lines. Call us. And talk to us and let us know if you're going to be a Karen or a Kevin or a Tucker, whatever they're calling the male Karen. Our number is 504-260-9595. That's the same number as our text line. If you want to text us there as well, you can text us and let us know if you're going to listen to Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. Text us. Don't text while you're driving, and keep them short and sweet. or call us on that same number and talk to us, because I'm excited to start taking phone calls again.
Yeah, yeah.
260-9595 here on Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7 New Orleans only classic rock station. We asked you, if you live in Jefferson Parish, are you going to listen to Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang if you see a business that's not complying with the COVID standards? Are you going to call the hotline or the rat line or the snitch line, the compliance line, to report those businesses?
Hey, John.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, look, it's like this. I'm a contractor, and I work in and out of Home Depots and Lowe's and places like that all throughout the city. I was in Orleans Parish the other day, and they was handing out masks, and it was mandatory. And I took my mask, put it in my back pocket, and went inside to work, talked to the manager. He said I didn't have to wear it because I'd be sweating. And, you know, the water runs down through the mask, and then you can't breathe through a wet mask. You know, it makes no sense.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, for some people, they have a couple of a few issues. The mask is bad for them to wear. It's unhealthy for them.
Yes, well, especially once it gets soaking wet. Like I said, I'm a construction worker, and they're doing service work, and I'm sweating. You know, I got a bald head. It runs down my face. It gets into the mask. I can't breathe through it anyhow. So I'm not wearing one. Contrail can't make me wear one. In every Home Depot, Marshalls, TJX, TJ Maxx, and all that other stuff in Orleans Parish. That's my excuse. That's my reason. It's legitimate, and they cannot force me to wear it.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And we asked you, if you live and work in Jefferson Parish, are you going to listen to Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang when she says, look, if you see a business who's not complying, not in compliance with the COVID-19 restrictions so that virus doesn't spread, they set up a phone line. Are you going to call to turn in that business? Or if you see people who are not in compliance, are you going to call that line? You know, this is the first time in my life that I've ever seen the government set up a phone line for people, Americans, to call up and, I don't know what word you want to use, rat, snitch on other Americans. And look, I want the coronavirus to stop spreading just as much, if not more, than anybody else. But is this the way to do it? And we asked you to call. I'm excited. We just played a phone call. We got our phone lines working again, and our text line. It's the same number whether you text or call. It's 504-260-9595. Coleman, got a couple of texts over there.
Jessica says, of course I'm going to call if I feel the business is blatantly breaking the rules. How else are we going to get over this unless we work to lessen it? She's talking about the virus.
This is, Jessica, a historic time in our country when we have governments, local governments, setting up phone numbers for Americans to call up and turn in other Americans.
Scott says, I have refused to wear a mask since day one, and I refuse to live in fear or paranoia. No, I won't rat out a business that doesn't comply. I'll do more business with them.
See, we're seeing all kinds of people on different ends of this spectrum here. And look, I know I've got some friends. They're basically so pro-mask. They think that if you don't wear a mask, that you are so rude, you're callous, you're not thinking of your fellow Americans. Because even though 98 or 99% of people that get coronavirus, they're going to be sick for 2 or 3 days, and then they're going to be fine. But it's the very small percentage. It's the elderly. It's the already sick. And it's the obese that that have an issue.
Want to check the phone lines?
Sure. So hey, would you call the local government if you saw a business not complying with the COVID standards?
No. No, I would not. I was forced to wear one the other day. I've been wearing one of those fake nose thing, booger mask thing. I finally got the booger thing to come out.
Oh.
I was forced to put on a mask in the store. I said, well, you don't have any there, you know.
Well, thank you for the call. And that
jot that.
Yeah, that the descriptive definition of your mask there. All right, coming up on the show, got some football news. A former Saint rival is now a Patriot. And there's one college football team that said they're not going to take the field unless one of the college students that goes to their university is disciplined for a joke he told on social media. This is some story. Stay tuned for those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg lost $7.2 billion after several advertisers abandoned the social media site. When the reporters wanted to talk to him on Friday about that, do an interview, he did an interview.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But all he did was post the crying face emoji. I'm Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So the New England Patriots, they lost Tom Brady. We all knew that, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Last night, they announced they signed Cam Newton.
Interesting.
Former Carolina Panther quarterback, former National Football League most valuable player. He did lead the Carolina Panthers to one Super Bowl. They didn't win it. But now, and they got him for cheap.
$1 million.
Just a little bit more than that. $7.5 million. And when you look at what quarterbacks are making, at least the top-tier quarterbacks are making, that's nothing. I mean, Dak Prescott of the Cowboys just signed a one-year deal for $31 or $32 million. He's going to make
Dak Prescott.
Yeah, well, he had big numbers, Coleman, last year, and you know he's played fairly well. He wanted the Cowboys want a long-term deal for him, and he wants a long-term deal too. But they're off by about 1 year, so until he signs the long-term deal, he's stuck with 1 year at $31 or $32 million. Is that something?
We were talking about this off the air, how $7.5 million compared to NFL quarterbacks is chump change. He's getting a raw deal. He sold out for cheap, whatever. But When you think about it, $7 million for just 1 year of work, where do I sign up?
Especially for you look around at what Americans are going through right now with the coronavirus situation.
Yeah, I risk a torn ACL for $7.5 million a year.
Yeah, but that looks like it's could not a huge risk reward. Could be a huge reward, not a lot of risk for the Patriots. That looks like a good move. And did you see what's happening at Kansas State University? Not the University of Kansas, Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas, the Little Apple. Their entire football team said that they're not going to play. They're boycotting, and the basketball team said so as well. Until Kansas State University disciplines one of their students who tweeted a George Floyd joke last week. One student at Kansas State University took to Twitter and he tweeted a joke about George Floyd, the black guy who was murdered by the former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer that the world watched on video.
Now, as a stand-up comedian, I have to say I've said a lot of rough jokes, and I'm all in favor of rough jokes. But I can, this one, yeah, the timing was all off. I get the joke, I get the premise, but I do think it was in bad taste. I have to admit that.
But what's interesting is all of the football players at Kansas State University and the basketball players too and all the other athletes, they're saying none of us are going to take the field until our university does something to this student. The student's name is Jaden McNeil.
Jaden?
Yeah, Jaden.
I guarantee he's under 20.
Yeah, not Aiden or Caden or Hayden.
Jaden.
Baden. But Jaden McNeil tweeted a joke at the end of last week. And that joke angered the athletes at Kansas State University. So they're forcing the university to probably kick this student out of school.
I can completely see that happening. Right now, the atmosphere that we're in 2020, for them to play, he's going to have to go. I'm sorry. And I'm all for freedom of speech and being able to tweet whatever you like on social media, but you also have to deal with the consequences of what you tweet and what you say on social media.
Coleman, I've said that several times on this radio show, how there's no such thing as freedom of speech without repercussion. And now Jaden McNeil used his freedom of speech telling a joke, but when the athletes at Kansas State University saw that, now here comes the repercussion.
Of course, and that's where he made his mistake, going to social media with that kind of like stuff like that. I've joked like that with people off the air, you know, in private life, but I would never put something like that on my Facebook, on my Twitter. Like, that's something you joke about, kiki, and then you move on. Because people will take that the wrong way, even if he meant well, and even if he thought it was funny. You don't post stuff like that on social media.
But these are different times that we're living in, times that we have never seen before. Whether you've got local government, like we talked about last hour, setting up a phone line, a hotline for people to call and turn in, for Americans to call the government and turn in other Americans if they're not complying with COVID-19 rules, whether it's the wearing masks or socially distancing. And now we have, on top of that, college football team, college basketball team saying they're not going to play anything until their university disciplines, it kicks this student out of school because he told a George Floyd joke.
Like the entire school, not just off the team, just the entire, he has to not even show up to get his education that he paid for.
Well, what the players are saying, they're tweeting, "I refuse to play for a program that tolerates ignorance such as this." And then there are several other tweets. And he goes to K-State. Something's got to change now. Y'all need to do something at Kansas State University. Another ball player. What makes you think this is something cool to say, bro? Kansas State, we have to make a change. So again,
so why does the whole Kansas State University have to suffer for what this one guy says? You know, why are they putting the onus on them instead of just going after this one person on Twitter personally, like going his DM, say, hey, dude, not cool.
What are they going to do?
Just say, hey, dude, not cool. That's it. That's what they should do. Hey, dude, just delete your tweet. That's what I would do. Like, dude, that was kind of in bad taste. Just delete it. But I wouldn't go after an entire program in a school.
Well, they're trying to make a point, Coleman. They're saying a George Floyd joke like this is not.
Yeah, it's too soon.
It is not tolerated, and they are not going to go play football. They're not going to go play basketball until Kansas State University disciplines this student. What they want is this student to be kicked out of school.
Yeah, this
isn't that something?
Wow, this is one of those ones, like, I can see both sides, and it's kind of hard to, like, what's the moral thing to do? The moral thing to do is to just, for this guy to apologize, but that's not going to be enough.
And I don't think that will be enough.
That would be the logical thing. Have the dude apologize, delete his tweet, and move on. But right now, the atmosphere that we live in, I don't think that's possible.
I think we'll be seeing a news story very soon out of Manhattan, Kansas, with this one particular student at Kansas State University. This is in incredible times that we are living in here. Hey, coming up on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. It was 13 years ago today. Today, in 2007, the Apple iPhone went on sale. Very first one. How about that? Revolutionizing the way people ignore each other. It is something, the iPhone. Coleman, you got an iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm an iPhone person. Incredible. And they and look at how far they've come in the last 13 years.
Yeah, dude, I started with an iPhone 3, then I had an iPhone 5. Now I have an iPhone 10. And trust me, the booby pics are so much better on the iPhone 10. I can't wait to get the 11.
Yeah, just imagine what it's going to be like 13 years from now.
Wow.
Incredible. Oh, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Slidell woman in charge of managing rent payments at apartment complex arrested for theft of rent payments. A Louisiana woman faces charges. She stole about $87,000 in rent payments from an apartment complex she worked at as the person who was in charge of handling the rent payments.
Oh, but she passed the background check.
Her name's Terry Smith. She was arrested a few days ago on Thursday on a single count of theft over $25,000, according to the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office. She's from Pearl River, and her job was the manager of the apartment complex. And she got the rent payments, and she was the one who was supposed to then deposit the rent payments into the apartment complex's bank account. She had this gig from January through September of last year, and she was in charge of overseeing and depositing rent payments. She oversaw them, and she did deposit them. But she deposited them into her own checking account instead of the checking account of the apartment complex where she was employed. How stupid do you have to be to think that your job is to take the rent payments? This is your job. You're the one person who has this job at the apartment complex. It's your job to take the rent payments and then put them in the bank account of the apartment complex.
But she's been working there for a while. It makes me wonder how she got away with it for so long. You think somebody would notice, like, you know what? I'm not seeing these deposits going in when I check the hotel bank account.
Yeah, Coleman, the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office began an investigation in January after the company that owns the apartment complex learned through a forensic audit that almost $87,000 in cash was missing. After several months of investigation, the Financial Crimes Division suspected that Terry Smith of Pearl River was responsible and obtained the warrant for her arrest.
Well, easy fix. Just say, hey, I put it in the wrong bank account. Let's just do a wire transfer into your account. How about that?
You think they'd buy that? Oh, for what, eight or 9 months? Yeah, the money, the one thing I was in charge of, taking people's rent money and putting it into the account of the apartment complex. It didn't end up in that account. It ended up in my personal account. You know, I don't know if they'd buy that. It just makes you wonder how some people could think they could get away with it. I mean, she had one job, and that.
I'm just dumbfounded at you. As you,
I mean, how does someone think they could get away with that? Anyways, the Slidell woman, who was in charge of depositing the apartment rent at the apartment complex that she worked at into their checking account, but instead all that money ended up in her personal checking account. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. I've told you several times on this radio show, I'm no fan of the cancel culture. You know, if people, some people don't like what you do, what you say, they go for the throat. You know, there used to be a time in this country before social media when if people didn't like what someone said or what someone did, they simply wouldn't listen to them or they wouldn't watch them anymore. But that was America. You know, there are going to be some things you like and some things you don't like, freedom of speech and blah, 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 all that. But because of social media, how it's in everybody's faces, we now have the cancel culture. And if they don't like what you say or if they don't like what you do, they go for the throat and they go to your bosses, they go to your advertisers, they zoom in. But what's fascinating about this, Coleman, some in the cancel culture even cancel themselves. I just read about this YouTube star. Her name's Jenna Marbles. I guess she had millions and millions and millions of YouTube views, and she had a lot of people who followed her on YouTube. But she just announced she's leaving her YouTube channel over her past negative and racist videos.
So nobody complained. Nobody wanted her to get canceled. She just decided to take it upon herself.
She's canceling herself. Quote, all that matters is that people were offended and it hurt them. And for that, I'm so unbelievably sorry. Unquote, Jenna Marbles said. And she just left her YouTube. She's part of the cancel culture, and she canceled herself.
That's not it. A voice actor, Mike Henry, who plays the voice of Cleveland on the Family Guy show, and the Cleveland show, he's been voicing this black guy for 20 years. He canceled himself out. He says, look, I'm stepping down after 20 years because I think people of color should play people of color in cartoons. So he took himself out the whole show. Well, he was doing great.
I'm not sure about Jenna Marbles, but that guy, I'm sure, has millions of dollars in the bank.
Yeah.
And I'm sure... he just cut that off at the pass because that was coming. And where we're living right now and what the time is like here in the United States, that was coming for that guy. But I was fascinated with this YouTube star, Jenna Marbles. Nope, I made negative and racist videos in the past. I'm canceling myself. So the cancel culture, part of them, they're canceling themselves.
It's like a snake eating its own tail.
Unbelievable. Hey, it's our commercial free ride right now. We're in it. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.